Hello friends, the groups on duty today are the Israeli groups of Ashkelon 2 and West Galilee, and the right of speech goes to West Galilee.
Oleg.
Да, я такой же, как вы, один из всех. Я просыпаюсь, включаю компьютер.
Hello, I'm just like you, one of many. I wake up, I turn on my computer, until it turns on, I make a cup of coffee, I turn on the monitor, and I see my friends from the whole world over, and the world is immediately filled with happiness and concern for our general soul. Somehow I turn into a general Kli, general vessel, a group. It's the Creator embracing me. And through the writings of the Kabbalists, through Rav, he aims to bring to me the upper wisdom. And the upper wisdom is the life of our common soul, which is glad about our quick advancement and progress. And then the lesson ends, and I'm overjoyed, and I build up a new prayer for the new day. L'chaim.
We'll read from Shamati 225, Raising Oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment. Let's read it again. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment.
Shelat Sedna, Mahi Sviva Tova.
Workshop question. What is a good environment? Again, what is a good environment?
Sviva Tova ze makom shebo.
Good environment is a place where we can connect, we can get an influence from, we can bestow in it, we can invest in it, and together we can build a kli.
Yes, a good environment is in a sense, a place that can influence me for the better. What is for the better? To bring me closer to the quality of bestowal and this idea of faith above reason. All those things which naturally, by myself, I cannot do.
Maybe we can also say the following, that a good environment is an environment that I see as good, that I'm willing to devote myself to and to annul before it, to absorb all of the values from it, which I define as good each time anew, and then it really works on me.
Daniel.
A good environment means to constantly, to always work better with the ten.
Yes, absolutely. The good environment is the ten. There are not that many questions about it. It doesn't matter how I see it. The most important is that there's someone who is coming with me on the path. We're both egoists and we learn how to bestow. And I need people who understand what it is, that we're in a process and we're acting. And we try things, and we get help and forces, and we succeed. We can also then become beautiful and good, but most importantly, we are directed, aimed towards the goal. It's the good environment towards the goal.
Yes, you said everything. You are a good environment. The world Kli that we see is a good environment. Our teacher, the books, it's all a good environment. As we said, brings us closer to the goal of loving and bestowing.
Yes, if the Creator is the good, then a good environment means examples of the Creator, to always find it in the friends, and this way check.
The good environment was actually chosen for me. It's all of you. Now the choice is to again choose the ten, choose all of you again and again so that you influence me for the better. Henley.
A good environment is an environment that should bring me to change myself. It should make me be similar to the Creator.
A
good environment is one that I see as good each time anew, which I approach with the proper intention, the proper importance, and the right goal. Of unity, and I'm an active factor in the generation of this good environment. It all depends on us, really.
It is good in the very fact that it helps me come to a place that I want to reach. And it is good in that it gives me kelim, it draws me to a place that I wouldn't be able to reach by myself.
Yes, a good environment is a place that leads us to the good who does good. A place that where we pray for him, a place where we have a lack for him, a place which makes his greatness greater to us.
And now it's a nice environment for what a nice example for what the environment does. I got up when 20 minutes ago, half an hour ago, and was just kind of hardly walking. And after a few minutes that we start discerning what is a good environment, I start getting importance from it, and it becomes a preparation for me to enter the most important environment we have throughout the day. And actually the way we come in and the way we come out of the lesson, completely renewed, this I think is the most tangible and strong example of what the environment can do. And we have to do it all the time.
It's very good. If there's anyone who wants to speak out, then please. The main thing is that we truly scrutinize that place, which on the one hand always gives you power and importance, the importance of the goal, and on the other hand, it's the soil, it's the ground, or it's the laboratory in which we work. It's like in a laboratory, we cultivate the avut between us, like some culture that needs to be grown in a petri dish. So you need very special conditions in order to start cultivating avut between egoists.
A good environment is an environment where the Creator is, and it is felt that this is how it is right now.
Yes, and each one of us is now going to be a good environment, wants to be a good environment for his friends, to magnify the values which truly bring us to the Creator, the good and benevolent, so we invite him to help us as well.
Western Galilee, please go ahead and read your prayer.
Yossi, תקריא את התפילה.
Please read the prayer.
תפילה משותפת.
Common prayer. The creator of the world, the great in the heavens, we've assembled here for this Friday lesson with a request for you to illuminate our hearts and for your glory to be revealed between us in connection and avut, and so that we all as one are awarded with being the bearers of your Torah. We pray that by your wonders and miracles, we will spread the light to all the nations of the world and bring you great contentment. Give us the power of bestowal to be a conduit, so that your greatness will be revealed and cover all the crimes with love, and great peace will spread across the world. We look forward to your salvation. Rush to help us now. Teach us to love. We thank you, the merciful Lord.